Welcome to the Destination Begin podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Smith. I've lost over 250 pounds. I've started my life over multiple times and managed to find humor, lessons, and joy in the process. And now I'm here, sharing those stories with you. Thanks for joining me. Hi. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to be recording on 305 Day. 305 Day is March 5th, and I live in the 305. It's the area code of Miami. In fact, if you listen to Pitbull, Mr. 305, you hear him talk about 305. He sounds a lot cooler than what I just did. But anyway, 305 Day is kind of sort of celebrated here. It's not made a big deal of, but it's March 5th. And this was a really big day in the story of me. So I'm going to tell you about it because I really feel like there's so much power in hearing other people's stories in order to highlight what's possible for all of us. Because while I believe that each and every one of us is special, we are all unique and special, which means that we are all the same, which means if something can happen for me, then it can happen for you. And there is no reason to think, oh, others have and I can't, or that's not possible for me, or that wouldn't happen for me. Absolutely it can. Absolutely it should. Absolutely. There's a great, big, beautiful, powerful plan for each of our lives, and it is the adventure of our souls to find it. So, I moved to Miami in the later part of 2020. It was October, and I came down here with the intention of being here for 6 months. And I didn't really even tell people very much. I remember I did a podcast about being here, and I had people circle back and say, wait a minute, did you move to Miami? And I had just come for 6 months, and I was only here a little while when I realized I wanted to stay. And I was working full time at the law firm. I was a controller for them. I loved my job. I had the best job with the best coworkers, with the most amazing bosses. We're talking like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like Chocolate River underneath the floor wouldn't have surprised me, because our bosses, the owners, the partners, so generous, so kind, so compassionate, so fun. And my role as controller, I did the financials. I worked really closely with this woman, Michelle, who ran the HR portion of the firm and the paralegals, and she was brilliant. I got to run this firm with her and report to these partners who were just salt of the earth, beautiful humans. They gave us free reign of creating fun parties. They spoiled us rotten. Amazing salaries, amazing benefits, amazing just staff appreciation. It was crazy wonderful. And I never intended to leave. But when I came down to Miami, it was during COVID and we were all working from home. And it wasn't long after I got here that I said to myself, I don't want to go back. And so I kind of bided my time a little bit. And then I asked the partners, I'm like, listen, are we going to open the office anytime soon? And when we do, does it matter if your controller is far away? Because, you know, everything is getting done. And they said, no, we don't care. That's fine. You can live in Florida. And I was like, oh my God, that's so great. And so I was excited to just put down roots here and stay. And that was going to be the end of that. I was going to work in my job remotely. And then I had started Miami Beach Bootcamp, and I had started working as a personal trainer here. And I had gotten offered a job at the Carillon Spa down the street. And so I was really, really enjoying filling up all of my spare time with the joy and fun of personal training. And I had also started working as a binge eating recovery coach before I came to Miami. And I started to get more clients that way too. So fast forward, I got here October of 20, fast forward to March of 21. Bootcamp was thriving. We had 25 to 30 people at most classes. Linda, my friend Linda, had moved here, had found bootcamp. I was a big fan of the bootcamp, big fan of the work that I was doing, and but saw that I was starting to get really busy and really tired. I was prepping for my first bodybuilding competition, was building these businesses by accident. I didn't even mean to. And on the morning of March 5th, I had run a bootcamp. It was a Friday. And it was an amazing class, great energy. And as I was leaving, Linda asked me if I wanted to do something. And I said, oh, no, I can't. I got to go. I got a client. And then I have another meeting and then I have to go lift, yada, yada, yada. And she said to me, don't you think it's about time for you to leave that whole finance thing and just follow your dreams and your passion? And when she said it, I just felt something kind of trigger in my soul. It was like, oh! Because a couple of weeks before, maybe a month, I had thought about leaving finance and thought, what if I could afford to go all in on this fitness thing and not work in finance and not be doing spreadsheets and not be thinking about financial statements and running payroll and doing billing and invoicing and all of these cyclical things that I had been in the habit of doing that was starting to just feel very, very unfulfilling compared to how I was feeling interacting with humans. And I had told my friend Courtney, I said, you know what? I really want to leave finance, but I just don't feel like it's the right time. So I'm going to do everything that I'm doing now for as long as I can. And when I told her that, she had had this kind of vision for me and she had this feeling like it wasn't going to be that much longer. And she said that to me and I thought, oh, that's so nice. But then she took that one step further and she mailed me an empty picture frame. And in the picture frame, she put a sticky note and she said, for the picture, the day that you quit your job. And I thought, oh, how wonderful. Someday I will quit my job and I will put a picture of myself in here and I'll frame it and hang it over on the wall. And so I just set the empty picture frame on the bookshelf next to me. So on March 5th, 2021, Linda asked me that question. And I remembered that I had decided I was going to do all of this until I could no longer do it. But something stirred inside of me. And I said, yeah, you know, someday. So then I went to my next appointment and then I went to a coffee date. And I was sitting outside Starbucks waiting for my friend to come back outside with her coffee. And I checked my email. And I checked my work email. And there was an email from my counterpart in Minnesota at my law firm where she said, look, nothing is wrong. No one's talking about it. Everything's fine. But do you think it's time for you to chase your dreams? And Michelle knew that my passion was big for helping others change their lives and to motivate and to use my story for others' good. And we worked so closely together for a long time, but she was my biggest supporter and she knew my heart. And when I read that email, it was like an orb of just, it hit me in the guts. And I felt like I had this big ball in front of my face, like the decision. I couldn't look around it. I couldn't see past it. The decision was in front of me and I needed to make it. So Linda said it and then Michelle said it. And I just felt in my heart, it's today. I wanted to say yes. I wanted to say yes, but I didn't know what to do. I was completely frozen because I felt so strongly in my core that it was time to decide. And I got in the car to drive up to the gym to go do my lift. And I just felt like I wanted to put the idea out of my head. I didn't want to make the decision. I was terrified because quitting my job was a big deal. I made really good money. I had a 401k. I had 401k match and profit sharing. And I had all of my health and medical, all of my medical benefits paid for. I had unlimited PTO. They had let me move across the country while still keeping my amazing position. I had amazing colleagues. It was the greatest job ever. And here I am staring at this idea of walking away from all of that for what? To run a beach boot camp? To be a weight loss coach? I was so new at all of it. But as I was driving, I got to the parking lot. I put the car in park. And I realized it's today. And I grabbed my phone and I messaged Michelle back. And I said, yes, help me. In other words, yes, help me figure out how I can actually leave this job and go all in on my dreams. And she said, I got you. And then Linda texted me. And she texted me a picture that she had taken of me while coaching that morning with the sunrise behind me. And I saw the picture come through and I went, oh, there's the picture for the frame. And I have never been filled with such a knowing that this was the decision. Everything settled in. And even though I was afraid at what this might mean and walking away from something I love so much, I knew 100% it was time. And I didn't realize until later in the day that it was March 5th, that it was 3:05 day. But I finished my lift. I came home. I texted my friend Oscar. I said, come over, I have something to tell you. And he came over and I told him, it's today. And he said, oh, it's 305 day. It's like, oh my gosh, of course it is. The synchronicity of it all was just phenomenal. And I, it took me about a week or so to figure out how and when to say it, but I gave my notice. And it took me about a year to transition out of that role. But I have never been so sure of anything in all of my life. And it changed everything. And it's been a 3-year ride of some of the most joyful, beautiful, empowering moments. And it catapulted me onto a journey that I didn't bargain for. I just thought that I'd build up a nice book of business, personal training clients, build up boot camp to where I could pay my rent, and I'd have online programs, and you know, it would be fine. And but a series of events continued to unfold. Jackie from boot camp, she ran an online program for her real estate coaching business, and she pulled me under her wing and showed me how to do that. And I started to run online group coaching programs to teach the binge eating recovery work that I had been trained to do, to teach mindset, to help people overcome their first story with food in their bodies. I created Second Story, which changed so many lives. I couldn't have done that if I was still spreadsheeting. In 3 years, hundreds of people, I've had the opportunity to point them to their power, to show them what's inside of them and watch them grab that power and change their lives. I put out, I don't know how many episodes of this podcast. I've heard from so many people that one episode changed their life, that one thought propelled them into taking a step outside of the old and into the new and discover themselves. I've gotten to travel the world. I started this thing of I say yes to everything. And Yulia from bootcamp, she invited me to Ukraine for her wedding. I said, yes, I went. I've been to Ukraine. Little Christy, the Minnesotan, who never been anywhere, has been to Ukraine. I started working at the Caroline. I started the opportunity to hold fitness classes with this beautiful elite level spot down the street. I had the opportunity to be a personal trainer to people here who have changed their physiques, changed their health and fitness. I helped Vivian next door stop eating Snicker bars compulsively. It's been 3 years and she hasn't had a Snicker bar. I'm really proud of that one. Steve, my first personal training client here, is still with me. I get to train him out in the park. I get to train him virtually. He's so strong. I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud that I have a hand in his fitness. Cheryl, I've been training her since, I don't know, I think it was a little bit later in 2021 when she ran across me on the path, and I've been training her ever since. And not only do I train her, but she's my friend, and I've gotten to see her grow, and I've been able to speak life and truth into her heart in those moments between bicep curls and leg presses. The opportunity to connect with my soul and to love on people has just been rampant. And why am I telling all of this? To brag? No, I'm not telling you all this to brag. I'm telling you this because we are the same. There is all of this activity that happens on a daily basis for us to survive. We got to pull a paycheck. We find something we're good at. We go to college. We get a degree. In my case, I got a degree. I became an accountant. I was able to hone my skills and have a good job, pay the bills, make a little extra, be able to travel, be able to come in winter in Florida. All of that is great. But what my soul started to scream at me as I started to find my own way with my soul was, there's more. And every time I had an experience where my soul was in charge, my soul wanted more. Because we get busy and we forget who we are. Or our soul cries out a little bit, but we don't have time to listen. We are too busy surviving and going on the path that's been laid out ahead for us. The thing you're supposed to do. We forget to stop and listen, or we don't have permission from ourselves to stop and listen. When I called my parents to say, hey, guess what? I'm leaving my fantastic career in finance to run beach workouts. My mother said, what do you want me to say? This isn't the formula. My parents clawed and scraped to make a living. And I'm the first one in my generation to get a college degree in my family. I get a college degree. I get a great job. I'm killing it. And I throw it away to play on the beach. That's what they heard. It's not what you're supposed to do. But my soul was right here saying, hello, hello, listen to me. There is more. I want to be imprinted with soul experiences. And since I laid that job down, I have been imprinted with soul experiences. In the Ukraine, I went into a cathedral and I heard the voice of God say, if you knew what was inside of you, you would never shrink. I went to Brazil and I looked in the face of the Christ statue and I heard, you are everything I dreamed about when I dreamed you. I got to go and run a marathon in Greece. I got to go and run a marathon in Rome. I got to meet the man of my dreams here on the beach who melted my heart, taught me how to love again. I spent hours on this beach boardwalk walking, grappling with the fact that I hated my past, that I didn't love my family, that I didn't love the people who raised me. And I was determined because I knew that love conquered all and I needed love to conquer my story. And I walked on this boardwalk for hours, picturing my mother holding me for the first time and feeling the love from the first moment we met and basking in that until it broke down every story that my mother and I ever wrote that wasn't full of love. It overcame every circumstance, every harsh word, every disappointment, every heartbreak that happened out here on that boardwalk, because I had to set down the art of survival and choose the art of my soul. Your soul is loud and big and bright and beautiful, but it is easy to cover it up for a period of time with the shoulds and the musts and the what's expected of yous. But if you are brave enough to ask your soul to say hello and to listen to the answer, the unknown will never disappoint you. I've never been disappointed by the unknown. Now, I've fallen on my face. It's been tough. I've questioned myself many, many times, especially in the last 6 months. Did I make the right choice? Do I need to go back to that security of a job and an income and a paycheck and a 401k and health insurance? Because this is hard. It is hard to survive matter versus matter and be led strictly by your soul. I'm still learning how to make those two things work well, and they do. I'm still learning. But the bottom line is I am renewed in my commitment that I'm not going back on my soul. I was stuck in every way that a person can be stuck. I was stuck with the idea that because I had made choices at a very young age, because I didn't know of any other choice to make, that I had ruined my opportunity to be loved by my creator. That was the brainwashing. That was the effect of the brainwashing of the people that raised me in the church that I grew up on. I was stuck in the belief that my first husband pounded into my brain that you're stupid, that you don't know anything, that you're worthless, that you're nothing without me. I was stuck. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe in my future. I was terrified to close my eyes at night because what if they were all right? What if I'd ruined my shot? What if I was going to be damned to hell? What if I could never leave and I was stuck? And this was how it was always going to feel. I was so stuck in the belief that the only joy in life came from potato chips and ice cream, that rest involved the couch and TV and Chinese takeout, and that the only way that I could really feel connected to any kind of happiness was through a fork and a plate and tastes. I have no idea how I was going to get through another day, but I didn't have to figure it out because my soul responded to a little voice that said, believe it, when my friend Shannon spoke life to me. And that little voice of my soul got louder and louder and louder the more I listened to it and the more I trusted it. We don't have to stay stuck in any belief. We don't have to stay slaves or victims to the story of our past. If my past, which was full of villains, full of injustices, full of mistakes, can be redeemed, and that story rewritten to one of love, to one of they didn't know, to one of I was never broken, to one of we are all redeemable and the light and love and power in each of us is so bright that it cannot be touched by anyone or anything. If that's possible for me, it is possible for you. It is possible for all of us. And this day reminds me of that truth. Because in the middle of all of my busyness and all the art of survival, the universe spoke and got through to me, through Linda, through Courtney, through that photo, through that text message, and through me saying yes to my soul. Now, am I telling you that you need to quit your job and go in on your passions? Maybe I am. I would say, make sure you've got a good, steady income coming in and you know how you're gonna pay your bills for a while, if that is what you're gonna do. But you cannot suppress your soul. You cannot suppress what your soul wants. Your soul is here for a reason, and it's not survival. It's to thrive. It's to experience. Every single memory you have that comes to mind, if I say, tell me a memory about joy, those memories have been imprinted on your soul. You exist to put those memories on your soul, to make the footprint of joy, the fingerprint of love, the imprint, the claw marks of power and of execution of everything that you want. It's so easy to stay where we are. The comfort zone is so comfortable. That's why we call it the comfort zone. But when you step out of it, I'm telling you, there is nothing outside of your comfort zone that's gonna disappoint you. And there's nothing in your comfort zone that you need anymore. Death, stagnation, mold, bacteria. That's what comes when you stay in your comfort zone. You start to rot. Don't rot in your comfort zone. Take a moment and ask yourself, what does my soul want? What is waiting for me if I have the courage to look inside and say yes to what my soul is calling out for? It's worth it. I'm telling you, the pain of my past doesn't come to mind. I'm too busy basking in the joy of my present. I'm too busy working in order to reach for the next level of what my soul wants. I am too enamored by the beauty of the hearts and lives that I am surrounded with to think about what the old people think about me now. I was talking to one of my friends on the path, talking about divorce, talking about going through a really, really tough time in a divorce. You know, I used to be so nailed down, and I was so afraid of my ex. I mean, I was afraid. And it took me a really long time to shake that off. But I looked at my dear friend's face and said, look at this. I'm at the ocean. The sun is shining. I'm walking in this beautiful weather, full in my heart. Do you think I have any time to think about him? Do you think I care at all what he's doing or what he's thinking? My soul is free, and that's what's possible. Do you think I worry about if payroll was made or if the health benefit renewal is on time at my last firm? I mean, initially, I was like, man, how are they going to do this without me? I felt so irreplaceable. I don't think about it. They replaced me. They replaced me with someone good. All that stuff is doable. And now I get to do the thing that I believe is completely irreplaceable, and that is to bloom as big and bright and powerful as I can in the place where my seeds have landed. To love on these people that are in front of me, to give everything that I have to every moment, and to not get stagnant in this spot either, but to continue to reach for what my soul wants. 305 day is so special, and I've decided that today a miracle is coming for me, and I'm excited to find out what it is. The synchronicities right now in my life are piling up to bring about the manifestation of something massive that Roy and I have been dreaming about, talking about, working towards. And it's today, again. It's today. And I'm so excited because today has never let me down. The unknown has never let me down, and it never will. So we are the same, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want? What is your soul begging for you to listen to? What is the door that is waiting for you to walk through? Do you have the courage to walk through it? Do you have the strength to walk through it? If you don't feel like you have the courage or the strength, I'm going to tell you this. Take a step. The courage and the strength will blood into your veins. That's all it really takes. I had that Y-E-S on my phone to just say yes. Yes to my soul and yes to the next step. And then everything fell into place. What do you want? What is your soul begging you to listen to? It's the biggest question. If you're willing to ask it, and then you're willing to answer it, and then you're willing to say yes to it, hold on to your hat, because it's going to get really, really good. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'm so excited you're here. If you want to interact with me, go ahead and send me an email, Kristen@KristensmithOnline.com. Follow me on Instagram, The Kristen Experience, and make sure you share this podcast with a friend. That's all I have for you today. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next time here on Destination Begin.